MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Senate Tax Committee just passed a comprehensive package that would combine six tax measures into a single piece of legislation known as Senate Bill 151. The physician tax credit and health equipment deduction are aimed to retaining medical professionals in the state. The quantum facility credit would provide incentives for quantum computing companies to build in New Mexico. The construction materials gross receipts would reduce cost for certain development projects. And the local journalistic development tax credit would provide tax credits specifically for companies that hire local journalists. The omnibus package will head to the Senate Finance Committee next. And last week, among other legislation, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham also signed into law a bill that will cause New Mexico motorists and truckers to pay higher fees and taxes on their vehicles. The provision was part of the $1.5 billion Senate Bill 2 for state road and bridge projects and includes raising vehicle registration fees by 25% and the weight distribution tax on commercial vehicles by 35%. For passenger vehicles, the fee for a one-year registration currently ranges $27 to $65, and a two-year registration costs between $54 and $124. Registration fees for trucks range from $38 to $207 for a one-year registration and from $76 to $414 for a two-year registration. The bill also imposes a new surcharge on electric vehicles and hybrid plug-ins. Fees for electric vehicles will start at $70 in 2027 and rise to $90 in 2029. Owners of hybrid plug-ins will pay $35 in 2027, with that fee increasing to $45 in 2029. The new taxes become effective January 1st. And high school students from across New Mexico spent this weekend participating in a tournament of knowledge. The Southeastern New Mexico Regional Science Bowl puts teams to the test on their knowledge of biology, chemistry, mathematics, and more. Students said the friendly competition was all about learning something new. The competition is hosted every year by the Department of Energy and Salado Isolation Mining Contractors. Teams from Carlsbad Early College High School, Carlsbad High School, New Mexico Military Institute, and Hobbs High School all competed. NIMI came away with another win and will advance to the national competition in Washington, D.C. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.